This is a good attention to our big award for Titans in a minute. It's your voice of the races, Zach Bigley.
Thank you. We advise that social media may be used during the game and protesting against It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces. It's game four of a six-game series. The Rainiers are coming in hot. They've won five in a row coming into tonight's game. That is their longest win streak of the year. Their winning ways go back a little bit deeper, too. They've won seven of their last eight overall, and the Rainiers are making some headway a bit with their overall record and their position in the standings. Still a long way to go. Luckily, a lot of season left to be played. But the Rainiers are within 10 games of .500 for the first time in quite a while. They're out of last place in the West, and they have cut their games back in the standings down to single digits, barely. But this is the closest they've been in a while. The Rainiers 9.5 games behind first place Las Vegas coming into today. That's a step in the right direction, as the team has been playing really well here in this series in Reno, for sure. The first two games, the Rainiers played really good defense, had great pitching, and then game three yesterday was an epic slugfest, and the Rainiers won 16-9. Lots of fun details from that one, which we will get into in our next segment. Starting pitchers tonight, Darren McCacken, 5-4 with a 5.16 ERA for the Rainiers, and he will be opposed by Reno's right-hander Corbin Martin, who is 4-3 with a 6.46 ERA in 10 starts for the Aces. Both these pitchers have faced the opposing team previously this season, similar to yesterday, where the hitters should be quite familiar with the pitchers, so it might lead to another high-scoring game. We'll see if that trend continues. It's the Rainiers and the Reno Aces. We'll take a look back at yesterday's slugfest when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Reno Aces tonight, game four of this six-game series. Well, if it's anything like yesterday's game, make sure you fasten your seatbelt. The Rainiers won last night 16-9, the most runs they've scored in a game this year. They had a season-high 21 hits in the contest. They tied their season-high with five home runs. The five homers were hit by five different players, including Drew Ellis and Joe Odom going deep on back-to-back pitches in the sixth inning, and those two homers were nearly identical to straightaway center field. The Rainiers had two players get four hits yesterday, both Eric Mejia and Forrest Wall doing that. Jared Kelnick came a single away from hitting for the cycle. He homered in the third, tripled in the fourth, and doubled in the sixth. At that point, he was 3 for 5, and he needed a single to hit for the cycle. He only got one more at bat, though, and he ended up walking. So missed out on the cycle. All kinds of hitting stars for the Raiders yesterday as they won 16-9. Biggest offensive showing of the year. This is a great hitter's park here in Reno. It didn't really play that way in the first two games of the series, but it definitely did yesterday. And once again, the wind is whipping out to right field today. We'll be back with the starting lineups right after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Rainiers, who are 35-45 on the year. Tim Fedorovich is the manager of the Mariners affiliate. Leading off is Jared Kelnick. He's the designated hitter. Batting second and playing third base today is Kevin Padlow. Hitting third is first baseman Zach Green. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Eric Mejia hits fifth. He's in left field. Batting sixth, the second baseman Drew Ellis. Hitting seventh is right fielder Scott Heineman. Batting eighth, the center fielder Forrest Wall. And hitting ninth, shortstop Alex Blandino. On the mound for the Raiders, right-hander Darren McCackett. He's 5-4 with a 5.16 ERA. The Aces are 41-40. The Diamondbacks AAA club is managed by Gil Velazquez. They're going to lead off with Dominic Fletcher in center field. Batting second is shortstop Jake Hager. Hitting third, the third baseman Wilmer Defoe. In the cleanup spot is right fielder Stone Garrett. Batting fifth, the first baseman Seth Beer. Hitting sixth is designated hitter Dominic Maroglio. Batting seventh, second baseman Giancarlo Cintrone. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Grayson Griner. And batting ninth, the left fielder Camden Dusenak. On the mound is Corbin Martin. He's 4-3 with a 6.36 ERA. Umpires today, Darius Ghani has the plate. Luis Hernandez is at first, and Mike Carroll is at third. It's Tacoma and Reno, game 4 of 6 here in the biggest little city in the world. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tecumseh Red Ears Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Aces. Jared Kaldick stands in the box. First pitch of the game from Corbin Martin is taken up high for a ball, and we are underway here in Reno. Got up to 90 degrees today in Reno. So now the 1-0 is in there for a strike, 1-1. Game time temperature about 85 now. Kaldick, as we mentioned in the pregame, came a single shy of hitting for the cycle yesterday. He's now hitting 299 in 38 games for Tecumseh. And he takes a strike, 1-2. Kaldick with a 350 on base percentage, 585 slugging percentage for the Red Ears. Behind in the count here, 1-2. Martin's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Corbin Martin strikes out the first batter he faces in the top of the first inning. So Kaldick has struck out, and now Kevin Padlow will be the batter. Padlow hitting 259, split between two teams in the PCL this year, Sacramento and Tecumseh, with 10 homers and an 840 OPS. Here's the pitch from Martin, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Corbin Martin, 46 innings pitched this year for Reno. He has struck out 48 and walked 21, allowed 8 homers. Next pitch is outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Now, his next pitch to Padlow is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Right here's wearing the gray road jerseys today, the gray jerseys, gray pants. Now here's the 2-1 pitch on its way, and it is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 2-2. A nice slider from Martin there to even up the count on Padlow. Padlow stares out towards Martin, and the pitch is outside, ball three. Padlow had two hits and a walk yesterday. Three-two pitch coming. And this one is inside, ball four. Padlow draws a one-out walk in the top of the first inning. So he heads down to first base, and that'll bring Zach Green to the plate. Green hitting 238 with 13 homers, 41 runs batted in. And he hit three home runs in the first game of this series on the 4th of July. He had the day off yesterday. There's a foul out of play. That was not the kind of day yesterday that a hitter wanted to have the day off. Ball was flying all over the place. And Green had to watch it from the bench. It was just a regular, you know, scheduled day off. So there's a toss to first, and Padlow's back in. Now time called. Something in left field has apparently fallen from the railing above the left field fence where fans can sit and watch the game from. And it looks like a big box, and it's a cardboard box. How did that get out there? And the left fielder, Camden Duzenak, has picked it up and is now handing it to a groundskeeper. Big cardboard box has fallen from the top of the left field fence. Weird. Well, that's taken care of, and we're ready for play to resume. 0-1 the count to Green, and the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-1. The left field fence here is 25 feet high, and fans can walk all the way around the field here in Reno. And you can, it's standing room only, but you can stand atop the left field fence, and there's a little ledge there to lean on, and you can look in and towards home plate from there. And there's people who do that all the time in this ballpark, because there's a pitch down low to green. Every night there's always people out there at least catching an inning or two from that view, if not more, because it's unique. Now the 2-1 pitch on its way. No, a toss to first, and back in with a dive is Padlo. Two-one pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate. And Green now with an even count, 2-2. We're just underway in Reno. The Red Ears and the Aces, AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Arizona Diamondbacks. Everyone giving the catcher Griner a little extra time after that last foul tip got a piece of him. He's all right, though. Two balls, two strikes to Zach Green. And here comes the pitch from Martin. And it is swung on and fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. So an even count, 2-2. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Martin uses the slider to fan Zach Green for the second out at the top of the first inning. Second strikeout for Martin, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Interesting to see Martin get two strikeouts right away today, because he had a 13-strikeout game on June 21st. Here's a swing and a miss for a strike. And it's 0-1 to O'Keefe. In that game, he was on the road in Salt Lake City. He went 5 2/3 innings and had 13 strikeouts. He recorded 17 outs and 13 were strikeouts. It's pretty insane. Here's a pop-up foul on the first base side. Beer in foul territory, does not look confident, and it lands untouched. And staying alive is O'Keefe, although he's in a hole now. No balls, two strikes. So O'Keefe behind in the count. Now Martin's ready. And the pitch is a called strike three on the outside edge. And O'Keefe goes down looking at a 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Corbin Martin. So he strikes out three in the top of the first, and the Red Ears do not score. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Reno coming to the plate.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Rainiers don't score in the top of the first, and now the Reno Aces come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Yeah, the Rainiers did not score in the top of the first inning. Last night, the Rainiers scored in the final seven innings of the game. They did not score in the first or the second yesterday. And then they scored in every inning the rest of the way. So they had scored in seven straight innings coming into play today, but did not in the top of the first inning. Dominic Fletcher is Reno's leadoff man, and he stands in now against Darren McCacken. And McCacken's into his motion, and the pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And McCacken, Rainier's team leader in a number of categories, with the 0-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul tip. First off, he has started more games than anyone else on the team. Now with 16. His five wins is tied for the team lead with Daniel Ponce de Leon. He's third in the league in innings pitched, 82 innings pitched, and he's fifth in the league in strikeouts with 81. He's walked just 21. It's allowed 78 hits. League batting average against him is .249, which also ranks in the top 10 best figures among the qualified starters. As here's one up and away to Fletcher. The count goes to 1-2. McCacken's made one start in this ballpark this year against Reno. June 1st, allowed 2 runs in 5 innings that day. 1-2 pitch is hit well towards right. This is trouble. Back is Heineman towards the alley, and he reaches out and makes the catch on the move, and there's the first out in the bottom of the first inning. Fletcher lines out to the right fielder, Scott Heineman. What a way, and now Jake Hager is the batter. Hager just optioned to AAA by the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday, and he reported immediately and was here yesterday and in the lineup today. So here's one that's in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to Hager, who is playing in his first game for Reno since May 14th. He's been in the big league since then as a utility infielder for Arizona. 0-1 pitch from McCacken to Hager, and it is a fastball in there for a strike. Hager did spend time with Tacoma last year. Got into 30 games for the Rainiers last year. 0-2 pitch. Swung out and popped up right side. And Zach Green calls for it on the infield grass, and the first baseman makes the catch. And there's out number two. So McCacken retires the first two men to come to the plate in the first inning. And now Wilmer Defoe is the batter. Defoe, switch hitter, will bat left-handed. And the pitch from McCacken is taken for a strike. When we originally got to the ballpark today, a couple hours ago, the Aces had Jake McCarthy hitting in the number three spot in the lineup, but he has been scratched for reasons we don't know yet. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. And the Rainiers are happy with that because McCarthy has been an extremely tough out, and he's hitting .380 in this league. And who knows, maybe he got another call-up. He's been in the big leagues quite a bit this year. 0-2 pitch. It is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. So McCacken trying to put away Wilmer Defoe. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. Still 1-2. No score, bottom of the first inning. And McCacken's into his motion. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is looped out into left center, and that's going to drop for a base hit. Wall fields it on a couple of hops, and Defoe has a two-out single. So he is aboard. with a two-strike single to center. And now the dangerous Stone Garrett comes to the plate. Garrett's hitting .288 with 20 homers, 64 runs batted in. Second in the league in homers, leading the league in runs batted in. And he swings and pops one up foul on the third base side. And over is Padlo, and he can't get it. It's out of play. So that is strike one to Stone Garrett. He hit home run number 20 last night. Became the second player in the league this year to reach 20. David Villar of Sacramento, still the league leader with 21. Villar recently got his first major league call-up. The Giants make so many roster moves, I'm not sure if he is back with Sacramento now. I know he didn't play for him yesterday, though. So now the 0-1 pitch is up and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Leading from first is Defoe. He's 3-for-5 stealing bases this year, being held on by Green. And McCacken turns and throws over there, and Defoe is back in with a lunge to the bag. One ball, one strike, the count to Stone Garrett, the Aces cleanup man. Two outs in the first, and McCacken with a 1-1 pitch. And it swung on and blasted foul down the left field line. A off-speed pitch that was just laced foul. Still 1-2. Now Garrett uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now this pitch is swung on and lined softly right to the second baseman, where it is caught by Drew Ellis. And that is the final out of the inning. A soft liner to Ellis wraps up the bottom of the first inning. No run score for Reno. They had a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
No score after one inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field, and we now go to the second. Leading off for the Red Ears, it is Eric Mejia, who had a four-hit game here yesterday. The switch hitter will bat left-handed against Corbin Martin. And the pitch from the right-hander is on its way. And it is swung on and lined into right center field. And that's going to be a base hit and possibly more for Mejia. Into the alley to cut it off is Fletcher. Mejia is still going to get to second base with a stand-up double on the first pitch of the second inning. Mejia with his team-leading 17th double of the season. Picks up right where he left off yesterday when he went 4-for-6. Yesterday, Mejia had a chance to become the first Red Ears player this season to get 5 hits in a game. He was 4-for-5, and he ended up grounding out in his last at-bat. Here's Drew Ellis. He homered yesterday, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Ellis now hitting .211 since joining the Red Ears, just 11 games with Tacoma. The home run he hit yesterday was his second as a Rainier. 0-1 pitch on its way, and it is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 is coming. And this is a check swing bouncer to first, fielded there by Beer, and he takes it himself to the bag for the out, but Mejia advances, and he is at third now with one out. So Drew Ellis grounds out to his former teammate, Seth Beer, and there's a runner at third with one away for Scott Heineman. Moreno's going to bring the infield in, and we'll see if Heineman can drive in the run here with just one out. Now the pitch from Martin is taken up high for a ball. 1-0. Heineman was off yesterday. He has 10 hits and 50 at-bats since joining the Red Ears, with half of those hits going for extra bases. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss at a fastball, and the count's even 1-1. Mejia with his lead at third base. One away. Infield in, outfield straight away. And the pitch from Martin is inside for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. Heineman recently signed as a free agent. 29-year-old outfielder. Played a little in Japan last year. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air down the right field line, slicing foul and out of play. Heineman also was in the red system last year and had some big league time with Cincinnati. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a fastball called strike three. Heineman thought it was high, and the robot umpire just called it a strike. Heineman looked at the umpire and said, "Can you believe the computer thought that was a strike?" Very late call from the umpire, too, who I don't think was expecting that to be called a strike. That is strikeout number 4 for Corbin Martin. And now Forrest Wall will bat with 2 outs. The infielders all back up to normal depth, except the third baseman who's playing to guard against the bunt. And Wall hits a bouncer foul on the first base side. Strike 1. Forrest Wall was 4-for-6 yesterday with 2 singles, a double, and a homer. Drove in 3 runs last night and scored 3 runs as well. Wall's been hot recently. He's got his average up to .251 now after a slow start to the season. And his on-base percentage is at .337. 0-1 pitch in there for a called strike, and the count goes to 0-2. So Wall behind in the count here. No balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off down the left field line. Still no balls, 2 strikes. the 0-2 is down low for a ball. 1-2 to Wall. Wall, the Colorado Rockies first-round draft pick in 2014. Coming out of high school in Florida, in the Orlando area. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and cued foul. Still a ball and two strikes to Wall. Here comes the 1-2 again from Corbin Martin. And it is swung on and tapped up the middle, ranging right and fielding it to Cintron. His throw to first is just in time to get the speedy Forrest Wall for the final out in the top of the second inning. Wall nearly legged that out. Raiders do not score in the top of the second. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Calling all Rainiers fans. Are you ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value to your home. We've got you covered with loans, rebates, and discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out our website for offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Little longer break there between innings. There was a presentation between innings here in Reno. This is game 4 of 6 here. The Red Ears play night games here tomorrow at 6:35 and then Sunday night at 6:05. And then the Red Ears head home. They're off on Monday, but welcome Oklahoma City to town for the first time since 2018. And on Tuesday at Cheney. Here's the first pitch to Seth Beer, and it is swung on and fouled away. Oh, and won the count to Beer, hitting 222 in 42 games for Reno with 6 homers. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now the next pitch is in there for a strike. Now this one's way up high, and the count's even 2-2. Darren McCacken with his next pitch, and it's down and in, and Beer has a full count, 3-2. McCacken making his 8th career start against Reno tonight. This is McCacken's 3rd season that he's been with the Rainiers. So now the 3-2 is just inside, ball 4. It's a leadoff walk for Seth Beer. So he heads down to first base. And now Dominic Maroglio is the batter. And Maroglio is the backup catcher for Reno. But whenever he gets one of his spot starts against Tecumseh, he does damage, and today they put him in the lineup as the DH. Now the pitch from McCacken is in there for a strike. Last night he hit a double and a homer and drove in 4 runs for Reno. He's hit 6 home runs this season, and 3 of them have come against Tecumseh. Now the 0-1 pitch. And this is outside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 swung on and looped out towards shortstop, and that is caught by the Tecumseh shortstop, Blandino. And there's the first out in the bottom of the 2nd inning. Blandino making the start at short today with Mason McCoy getting a day off. And, you know, McCoy is a stellar defensive shortstop. And he turned in another web gem last night with a leaping catch of a line drive, stealing a hit. Here's one in for a strike now to Cintron, but McCoy also was the only Rainier without a hit yesterday. But he has, with the glove, he helps even when he doesn't get hits. And I'm sure he'll be back in there at shortstop tomorrow. Here's the 0-1 from McCacken, and it is up high for a ball. 1-1 to Giancarlo Cintron. Now the pitch is high. Now here comes the 2-1. And it is swung on and fouled off down the right field line. So 2-2 the count. And the pitch is swung on and popped up down the left field line. This might be playable if anyone can get there, and the left fielder does. That is Mejia, and he raced over and made the catch just as he was straddling the foul line on the move, and the umpire officially calls it a fair ball. So anyway, Cintron is out, flying out to the left fielder. Two men are gone, and a runner at first base for Grayson Griner. Now the pitch from McCacken is in there for a called strike. Next pitch coming. And it is a swing and a miss at a slider, strike two, and he gets ahead of Grayson Griner. McCacken in his last start faced Salt Lake on Saturday and went six innings, allowing four runs. The Rainiers won that game, but in extra innings after McCacken had left. So here's one up high, 1-2. So a ball and two strikes. And here comes the next pitch from McCacken. And it is swung on, hit in the air towards right. On the move, Heineman coming in, reaching down. He can't get it. Oh, boy, the ball skipped past him. Coming around third is Beer. He's headed home, and he is lumbering towards the plate, and he scores. And checking in at second base is Grayson Griner. And Reno's on the board. It is 1-0. Heineman came racing in on that ball, reached down to try to catch it, shoestring catch style, and he didn't. It bounced in front of his glove and got past him. And with two outs, Beer was running from first base on contact, and he was able to score. And we'll see what the official score rules on this one. It's definitely going to be a hit for Griner. The question is, are they going to tack on an error for Heineman, as here's a strike to Duzenac. Looks like the initial ruling is they're just calling it a double and an RBI. Oh-1 pitch, swinging and a foul. And the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Duzenac. And McCacken's ready. Here's his next pitch. And it is fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. Now McCacken's ready, and the 0-2 pitch. And it is a ripped foul down the third baseline. Still no balls, two strikes. McCacken trying to close out the bottom of the second. Here's his 0-2 pitch on its way, and it is outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 is coming from McCacken. And it is swung out and fouled back, out of play. So still one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is inside, 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 now from McCacken. Inside with a fastball. And the count goes full, 3-2 to Camden Duzenac. Runner at second, two outs in the bottom of the second inning. Now here comes the payoff. And it is high ball four, and McCacken issues his second walk of the inning, which is unlike him. And there are two on with two out for Dominic Fletcher. Well, Fletcher lined out to Heineman in right field his first time up, so he's 0 for 1. McCacken's ready, and the pitch to Fletcher is swung on and looped over the leaping second baseman and into right field. That's a base hit. Coming around third is Griner. Heineman's throw comes into second base. Griner scores. Going all the way to third is Duzenac, and it's an RBI single for Fletcher, and Reno leads 2-0. So Fletcher going after the first pitch, singles to right, and now the Red Ears pitching coach Alon Leishman is on his way out to the mound, and he's going to talk to McCacken. You don't want this to turn into a big inning, obviously, so McCacken just being given a moment really just to regroup, as that was a very quick meeting with Alon Leishman. So here's Jake Hager, who popped up earlier and is 0 for 1. There's the pitch from McCacken, and it is grounded past the diving Padlo and down the left field line. That's going to be a base hit. Duzenac scores. Fletcher comes to third and stops there. And checking in at second base with an RBI double is Jake Hager. And it is 3-0 Reno, and they're giving the Red Ears a taste of their own medicine from last night. Last night, the Red Ears scored 16 runs, and 12 of them scored on two-out hits. Incredible showing of clutch two-out hitting by the Red Ears yesterday. Reno has scored 3 runs this inning, all after there were 2 outs. There was a runner at first and 2 outs, no runs in. And now they've got 3 runs on the board and 2 more men in scoring position with Wilmer Defoe, the 8th batter to come to the plate in the bottom of the second inning for Reno. McCacken is ready. Defoe singled his first time up. Hunches over in a crouch at the plate, and he swings at the first pitch and hits a foul on the first base side. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 coming from McCacken. And this one is swung on, line towards center, but right at Forrest Wall, who makes the catch, and there's the final out at the bottom of the second inning. But Reno scores 3 runs, and they do it with 3 hits. There were no Tacoma errors officially, although you could argue that there should have been one, and 2 runners left on base. We go to the third inning. It's Reno 3, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the third inning. It is Reno 3, Tacoma nothing. Alex Blandino will lead things off in the number 9 spot of the order for the Red Bears tonight. And he'll be followed by Jared Kelnick and Kevin Padlow. So Blandino stands in, has a .382 on base percentage since joining the Red Bears. And he swings at the first pitch and hits a grounder right to Defoe at third, who fields it and makes the easy toss across the diamond to first base for the out. And one pitch, one out at the top of the third inning. Corbin Martin retiring Blandino. And now Jared Kelnick will bat for his second time. He struck out swinging to open up the ballgame. Kelnick swings at the first pitch and launches it to right field. This is deep. It is back, and it is gone. Onto the berm beyond the bullpen here in Reno. Jared Kelnick launches one to right field. His 10th home run for Tacoma this year, and it is now Reno 3, Tacoma 1. Jumped all over the first pitch from Corbin Martin, and he blasted it out of here to right field. So Kelnick goes deep. Red Bears have their 116th home run of the season as a team. With the 5 yesterday, they moved up to 4th in the league in home run hitting. And they tack on one pretty early tonight. Pitch to Padlow is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Just kind of a half swing there by Padlow. So Kelnick goes deep as now Padlow tried to check his swing and failed on the next pitch. They rung him up. The first base umpire did. So he's behind in the count 0-2. Now the 0-2 from Martin is outside for a ball. The home run by Kelnick at an estimated distance of exactly 400 feet. Exit velocity of 103 miles per hour off the bat. 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. A fastball from Martin that caught the top of the zone. And Padlow goes down looking at Corbin Martin. Has 5 strikeouts tonight in 2 2/3 innings. Now Green stands in. And the pitch to Green misses for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side, and that evens up the count, 1-1. next pitch is high to Green. So two balls and one strike. Top of the third, Rainier's down by a couple of runs. The pitch is a swing and a miss at a slider. And the count's even now, 2-2. So Green settles back into the batter's box. And the pitch is up and away, ball three. Full count, 3-2. The payoff. Swing and a miss, strike three. Another slider from Martin, and he has six strikeouts already tonight. But the Red Ears get a run on the Celtic homer. One run on one hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Reno leads the Red Ears 3-1, and we go to the bottom of the third inning at Greater Nevada Field. Darren McCacken on the mound. A tough time getting out of the second. A two-out rally resulted in three runs scoring for Reno. We'll see if he can get back on track here in the third. Stone Garrett stands in, and the pitch from McCacken is swung on and popped up foul and out of play. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count to Garrett, who lined out to the Red Ears second baseman his first time up. 0-1 tonight. Now here comes the 0-1 pitch, and it is swung on and lined towards right field. Heineman moves towards the alley and reaches out and makes the catch, and there's the first out. In the bottom of the third inning. So Garrett made solid contact, but Scott Heineman, the Red Ears right fielder, able to reel it in. One out, and now Seth Beer will be the hitter. And there's the Beer chant on this Friday night in Reno. They've certainly embraced him in his two seasons here in Reno, as Beer fouls one off on the third base side. I wonder if Seth Beer likes Beer. I have no idea. I guess I need to find out, don't I? 0-1 pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch on its way from McCacken, and this is lined towards left field, moving into the alley, Mejia, and he gets there and makes the catch. And two men are gone in the bottom of the third inning. And now Dominic Maroglio will be the hitter. They popped up his first time up at his 0-1.
And the pitch is low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Here's one down and in. Two balls, one strike. Now a swing and a bouncer to short. High hopper for Blandino, who fields it and fires to first and gets Maroglio for the final out at the bottom of the third inning. Three up, three down. McCacken bounces back and retires the side in order in the bottom of the third. We head to the fourth. It's Reno 3, Tecoma 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. Little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called, and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now, I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On we go to the fourth inning. It's Reno 3, Tecoma 1. Brian O'Keefe, Eric Mejia, and Drew Ellis to bat this inning. All right, here's got their first run against Corbin Martin last inning when Jared Kelnick launched a homer. Here's the pitch to O'Keefe, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the 1-0 is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch is low and away for a ball, 2-1. Next, now a fastball on the outer edge, 2-2. Martin just consistently hitting 94 on the radar gun with his fastball. He's all the way back healthy again after having Tommy John surgery. Now a swing and a grounder right to the shifted second baseman, Cintron, who fields it and throws out O'Keefe at first base. One away in the top of the fourth inning. Eric Mejia will be next. Let's take a look at what's happening in the PCL. Get you caught up on last night's games. First place Vegas in the West has been kind of scuffling recently, and they got hammered by Oklahoma City yesterday, 11-2. As here's a pitch down, called a strike to Mejia. 0-1 the count. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is swung on and hit hard, and somehow fielding it while dropping to a knee and spinning away from the ball is Cintron, the second baseman, and then he throws out Mejia at first base. Nice play by Giancarlo Cintron at second. Mejia hit another rope. He's been stinging the ball here these last couple of days, but that one got flagged down by Cintron. So two outs, and now Drew Ellis is the hitter. Ellis grounded out earlier, and he's 0-1, and he takes a breaking ball for a called strike. The series between Vegas and Oklahoma City is the battle between the two first-place teams in the Pacific Coast League. Rainiers are going to be seeing Oklahoma City for the first time this coming week. So here's a drive foul by Ellis. And Oklahoma City won yesterday 11-2. Infielder Eddie Alvarez had four hits, including two homers and five runs batted in. I'm sure we'll talk about him at length next week when the Dodgers come to town. But Eddie Alvarez, an Olympian in two sports, baseball last year and several years ago, speed skating. Now the 0-2 pitch is just off the plate for a ball. Oklahoma City has former Rainier Sam Gavilio, who tossed five scoreless innings for him yesterday and got the win. 0-2 pitch to Ellis is bounced towards third, and a backhand pick on a short hop by Defoe, and he throws out Ellis at first base. And that wraps up the top of the fourth. Rainiers go in order, three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the fourth, 3-0-3, Tacoma 1.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit Amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the fourth, and it is Reno 3, Tacoma 1. Giancarlo Cintron leads things off for Reno at the bottom of the fourth against Aaron McCacken. Swings at the first pitch, hits it in the air harmlessly to right. Heineman is there, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Cintron flies out to right field. And now Grayson Griner is the batter. Griner hit what was ruled a double and drove in a run in the second inning. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. More on our look around the Pacific Coast League. You know, the Rainiers had 16 runs and 21 hits last night. Biggest offensive game of the year. His ears a liner to Heineman, and he again is there, and he makes the catch, and Griner is retired. Two down, and Camden Dusenak is the hitter. Sacramento and Salt Lake actually outdid the Rainiers in Reno last night. Sacramento won at Salt Lake 17-10. Sacramento matched the Rainiers' hit total. They had 21 hits. Salt Lake had 15. They combined for 36 hits. The Rainiers and Aces last night combined for 35. Sears went up and in to Dusenak. Sacramento, in addition to getting 21 hits, also drew 12 walks. So they had 33 base runners in nine innings yesterday in Salt Lake. So there's a foul back by Dusenak. They were led by Kai Tom, who had three hits and drove in five. Elliot Ramos had three hits, a homer, four runs batted in. Jason Vossler, three hits, three runs scored. So here's a pitch in there for a called strike to Duzenac. A 1-2 the count. Also yesterday, Albuquerque beat Round Rock 5-2. So the 1-2 pitch is just off the plate, 2-2. Carlos Perez has been heating up for Albuquerque. He hit 31 home runs in this league last year when he was with Las Vegas. He hit number 17 for Albuquerque yesterday. 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. And then they had fun in Sugarland last night where El Paso and Sugarland were tied 3-3 in the bottom of the 10th. And Sugarland had two base runners and Jose Siri at the plate, and Siri ended it with a three-run homer. Here's a swing and a foul back. It is still 2-2 to Duzenac. Time called by the plate umpire for a moment. He's yelling something towards the Reno dugout. Now the 2-2 pitch to Duzenac is swung on and hit in the air to center. And lining it up is Forrest Wall. He didn't have to move much, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the bottom of the fourth, and now McCackett has retired seven straight batters. We go to the fifth. It is Reno 3, Tecoma 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Reno leads Tecoma 3-1. We go to the fifth inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field. Scott Heineman to lead things off for Tecoma against Corbin Martin. And the pitch is swung on and popped up a foul, first base side, and that's in the seats and out of play. And now a swing and a foul out of play again by Heineman, and he's behind in the count 0-2. Right here's with two hits in four innings against Corbin Martin. Mejia hit a leadoff double in the second inning, and Kelnick the solo homer in the third. Next pitch misses for a ball. Now the 1-2 pitch, it is fouled away. Still 1-2. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to Heineman. And this one is low and away, ball three. So three balls, two strikes. And the payoff, and Heineman watches it, low ball four, and he had to earn that walk, and it is just the second walk issued by Martin tonight, and the Red Deers have the leadoff man aboard here in the top of the fifth inning. Now Forrest Wall is the batter. Wall grounded out earlier, he's 0 for 1. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball. And breaking for second is Heineman. The throw down there and the tag applied by the shortstop Hager. And the aggressive base running does not pay off. Ball was in the dirt. Heineman took off. But Griner, the catcher, had that ball blocked to such a point that it barely got away from him at all. And he was able to quickly pick it up and whip the throw down to Hager covering second, and they put the tag on Heineman. So he's out trying to advance 2-6 on the play. It's now a pitch to Wall is in there for a strike. Now the 1-1 is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So Wall is behind in the count, a ball of two strikes. And now here comes the pitch from Martin, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. And now a swing and a chopper back to the mound, and Martin barehands it, throws it in the dirt to first, and digging it out is Beer for the putout. Nice play by the pitcher, barehanding that chopper back to the mound and turning it into an out. It was not sharply hit. It was a high bounce. And Martin just reached out and caught it. Two down. And now Blandino is the batter. Martin into his motion, and the pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next delivery is high for a ball. 1-1. So an even count to Blandino, and this pitch is a swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 1-2. Now a pitch is down low for a ball. And that evens things up to Blandino. This is a more typical at-bat for him. He usually sees a lot of pitches. His first time up today, swung at the first pitch and grounded out. Now he swings and bounces one foul to Zach Vinci in the Rainiers' third base coach's box. Now the 2-2 is coming. And it is swung on and fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. On deck is Kelnick. And the pitch is low, ball three. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the first base umpire. And Blandino has struck out for the final out at the top of the fifth inning. And Martin has his seventh strikeout of the night. Right here's do not score the fifth. No runs, hits, or errors. No one left. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth with the score. Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
3-1, Reno leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Darren McCackett on the mound. He's retired. Seven straight Reno batters. And now he begins his third trip through the lineup. Fletcher is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Here's the pitch. And it is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch is waved at and missed. So McCacken's ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. And this pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Fletcher, and that is the first strikeout of the game for McCacken. Surprisingly, he came into play averaging just about a strikeout per inning, 81 strikeouts in 82 innings. He came into play fifth in the league in total number of strikeouts and didn't have one today until now. Now his pitch to Hager is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. Owen won the count to Hager. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Now the next pitch is up high for a ball. Now the 1-2, check swing. I think he went. Yes, he did, says the first base umpire. Hager is rung up, and that is back-to-back strikeouts for McCacken here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So two down, and now Wilmer Defoe is the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single so far. And the pitch is up and away for a ball. Now the 1-0 on its way, and it's a swing and a foul tip. One pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one delivery. That's hit well towards center. Wall drifting back. He's got an eye on it, and he makes the catch. And Defoe is out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the bottom of the fifth. McCacken has retired 10 consecutive Reno batters. We go to the sixth inning. It's still aces three. Right here is one.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
My name is Sycamore, a country singer from Alberta, Canada, and I'm back on air with Boot Barn.
Go easy on me. I don't want to see you moving on while I'm falling apart. After you leave, I'm gonna need some time to toughen up my heart.
Learn more about the movement and listen to my music at bootbarn.com/backonair.
On we go to the sixth inning, and the Rainiers trailing Reno 3-1. Different type of game than we had last night, that's for sure. Last night, by the time the fifth inning was done, it was 9-6. Rainiers with just 2 hits against Corbin Martin, and one of them was Jared Kelnick's solo homer in the third, his 10th of the year. And Kelnick's going to lead things off for the Rainiers here in the top of the sixth inning. He'll be followed by Kevin Padlow and Zach Green. Here's the pitch, and it is down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch coming from Martin. And it is down and in for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. And this pitch is a swing and a miss. Went with a slider down low, and Kelnick swung over the top of it. 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch coming from Martin. And it is in there for a strike. With a fastball right at the knees. So 2 balls, 2 strikes now. And Martin with a leg kick of the pitches up and away, ball 3. Full count 3-2. Here comes the payoff. Down low, ball 4, and Kelnick draws a walk. Well, that's back-to-back games in which he has drawn an unintentional walk. He has not been walking much during his time with the Red Ears, but maybe that's starting to change. He's on, and now Padlo is the batter representing the tying run. He's 0 for 1 with a walk and a strikeout today, and the first pitch he fouls right off the headgear of the catcher, Griner. The umpire walks halfway out to the mound to give a new baseball to Corbin Martin. And he calls out the ball boy as they're going to give Griner just some extra time to recover from that foul off the face mask. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. While the Red Ears bat here at the top of the sixth. Here's the move to first by Martin, and back in safely is Kelnick. Double-A Arkansas picked up a 10-inning win last night over the Springfield Cardinals, 6-5. A couple of notes on that. Sears a pitch up and in for a ball to Padlo. Corner infielder Joe Rizzo and outfielder Zach DeLoach each had 3 hits for the Mariners' Double-A club last night. DeLoach has been hot recently, and he's got his average up to 277. Connor Hoover hit a 3-run homer in the number 9 spot in the lineup. And their starting pitcher, Stephen Kolek, tossed 6 scoreless innings, allowing just 2 hits. Here's a swing and a foul back by Padlo, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming, and it is a swing and a foul back. Still a ball and 2 strikes. Up in Everett, the Aqua Sox beat Vancouver last night 7-4. Kyle Lewis on rehab took 3 at-bats as the DH and went 1-for-3, but the one hit was a homer, a 2-run homer. Now a swing and a pop-up foul, first base side, Beer down the line, and he makes the catch in foul territory. And that is the first out at the top of the sixth inning. Padlo fouls out to Seth Beer. And now Zach Green is the batter. Green's 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts tonight. Martin is ready. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul. And again, it's Seth Beer in foul territory. And he runs out of room. This one's in the seats and out of play. So that is just strike one. Low A Modesto, the only Mariner full-season farm club that lost yesterday. They lost to Stockton, the A's affiliate in the California League, 5-3. Although the 18-year-old shortstop, Edwin Arroyo, keeps doing it. He had 2 more hits and scored a run yesterday. He's hitting .320 in his first pro season, first full pro season. Sears went up high for a ball. Arroyo was the Mariners' second-round draft pick last year out of a high school in Puerto Rico. And he's been the breakout player in the Mariners' farm system this season. There's a toss to first, and back in is Kelnick. Wonder if they're going to move him up at any point or just let him spend the whole year there. He's so young, just 18. Might leave him in Modesto all year. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded to short. This should be 2. Hager feeds Cintron for 1. On to first. There's a double play. And that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Reno 3, Tacoma 1. Darren McCacken allowed three runs, all with two outs in the second inning. And then since then, he's been on a roll and has retired 10 consecutive Reno batters. The cleanup hitter, Stone Garrett, leads things off for the Aces in the bottom of the sixth. They'll be followed by Seth Beer and Dominic Maroglio. And the pitch to Garrett is a fastball at the knees for a strike. 0-1 the count. Garrett's lined out to second, and he's lined out to right field. And now he swings, and hits a little nubber up the first baseline foul. And counts 0-2. Garrett called time for a moment. Now he's back in the batter's box. And the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and McCacken has his third strikeout of the game. One away in the sixth inning. And now Seth Beer will be the batter. Beer settles in. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. Next pitch called a strike, 1-1. Kacken throws, and there's a grounder to the shifted second baseman, Ellis, who fields it and throws to first, and the throw's in the dirt, and Green can't scoop it, and Beer is safe at first base. Now Dominic Maroglio will bat. That ends the string of 11 straight batters retired by McCacken, and I believe they're going to call that an error on Ellis for the throw in the dirt. And now Maroglio is the batter. He's 0-2 with a pop up and a ground out. And there's a grounder foul on the third base side. Mm-hmm. So 0-1 the count to Maroglio. Now a swing and a two-hopper hit to third. Padlo goes to Ellis. There's one on to Green. There's two. The double play wraps up the bottom of the sixth inning. Around the horn, Padlo to Ellis to Green. And that closes out the sixth. And McCacken has really been rolling here recently. We go to the seventh with the score, Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
And BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria. También somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Reno leads Tacoma 3-1, and we are on our way to the seventh inning. And the Aces have made a pitching change to begin the seventh inning, as they bring in right-hander Blake Workman. And that could only work to the Rainiers' advantage, right? They weren't getting anything going against Corbin Martin. So Workman is in from the bullpen, and he'll face Brian O'Keefe to start things off. And the first pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Martin went six innings, allowed two hits and one run on the Kelnick homer. He walked three and struck out seven. He was very impressive today. Next pitch is outside to O'Keefe, and that evens up the count. 1-1. Workman is ready, and the 1-1 pitch is swung on and yanked between short and third and through into left field. There's a base hit for O'Keefe. So he is on with a leadoff single in the seventh inning. And now Eric Mejia is the batter. Workman's in his 10th appearance for Reno, 1-0 with a 4.66 ERA in just 9 2/3 innings. Workman throws a strike to Mejia, 0-1 the count. He was promoted from Double-A Amarillo on May 23rd. Next pitch down low for a ball to Mejia, 1-1 the count. Yeah. He's hit the ball hard both times he's been at the plate tonight. Workman's pitch is taken up and away. 2-1. Earlier in the broadcast, wondered if league home run hitter David Villar, the league leading home run hitter, 21 homers for Sacramento, as here's a fly towards center. Moving towards the alley is Fletcher. And he makes the catch, and one man is out in the seventh. O'Keefe has to hold at first base. And now Drew Ellis is the batter. I was wondering earlier if VR was back on his way to Sacramento. The Giants just make so many roster moves, it's sometimes hard to track it. Well, the question has been answered by VR himself. who hit his first major league home run today for San Francisco just now against San Diego, and he hit it off Blake Snell. So there's a swing and a miss by Ellis. So VR now with 21 homers for Sacramento and one for San Francisco. 0-1 pitch from Workman is in there for a strike. And the count goes to 0-2 on Ellis. O2 pitches high, one ball, two strikes. On deck is Heineman. Now the pitch to Ellis is swung on and fouled back. Still 1-2. Reno leading 3-1. We're at the top of the seventh inning. And the next pitch is in the dirt for a ball, and that evens things up 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, runner at first, one out. And the pitch misses, ball three. Payoff. Swung on, hit in the air to center field. Going back on the ball is Fletcher, but he's going to have room, and he makes the catch for out number two in the top of the seventh inning. Got it a little bit shy of the warning track in center. So Ellis is out number two, and now Scott Heineman will be the batter. Heineman has struck out and walked so far, and this pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right, and not deep. Stone Garrett moves towards the foul line and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Right here's get a leadoff single, but then three straight flyouts. No runs in the top of the seventh on a hit and one left. We go to the stretch. It is Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Just had the stretch here in Reno. Aces leading this game by a score of 3-1. New pitcher for the Red Ears. Patrick Weigel is in from the bullpen. Darren McCacken is done after six innings. He allowed four hits and three runs. Walked two, struck out three. So here's Giancarlo Cintron. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left center field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. And racing over to get it is Wall. Cintron's on his way to second, and he will get there with a stand-up double on the first pitch of the bottom of the seventh inning. So a double for Cintron. That's their first hit since the third inning. Weigel's appearing in his 30th game of the season, 2-3 with a 3.82 ERA in 35 and a third innings. Struck out 41 and walked 22, and we'll see if he can work his way around a leadoff double. Here's Grayson Griner now, and Weigel's pitch is swung on, and that's hit in the air to right, and it struck well. Back is Heineman at the fence, but this is gone. A two-run home run to the opposite field for Grayson Griner, and Reno makes it 5-1. Ball just kept carrying. Second home run of the series for Griner, sixth of the season. He's driven in three of their five runs tonight. Now Camden Duzenac is the batter. And Weigel with the pitch, and Duzenac shows bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes it outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss at a slider, and that evens things up. We're going to start our Major League scoreboard now because we're going to have a very short post-game show tonight due to the fireworks in Reno, which get extremely loud, and there's nothing I can do about it here. So now the 1-1 pitch to Duzenac is a swing and a miss there, strike two. So I guess we'll start with the one interleague game because it was weird. The Reds beat the Rays 2-1 in 10 innings. What was weird about it, you might ask? Well, the 1-2 now from Weigel is outside. All right, they're in the 10th inning, so that means there was an automatic runner placed at second base for the Reds in the bottom of the 10th. They made an out or something, and he moved up to third, so he was at third base, the winning runner. And the Rays reliever committed a balk and balked in the winning run. So now the count goes full on Duzenac. The old walk-off balk in the big leagues in Cincinnati. Reds beat Tampa 2-1. 3-2 delivery is pulled foul. Still 3-2. In the American League, the Orioles had a stunning comeback against the Angels. The Orioles were down 4-2 with two outs in the ninth and got four straight hits. Trey Mancini, the game-winning hitter, they beat the Angels 5-4. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Weigel goes to a heater, and he fans Duzenac, and one man is out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Now Dominic Fletcher is the batter. Fletcher is 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the second. Yankees lead the Red Sox 12-5 in the ninth at Fenway. As here's a swing and a foul tip. Strike one to Fletcher, who has been very aggressive swinging early in the count tonight. Rangers lead the Twins 6-5 in the seventh inning in Texas. Here's one outside now, 1-1 the count. Cleveland and Kansas City are tied 3-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning in Kansas City. The Royals. Royals have just tied that up. 1-1 pitch swung out and bounced foul first base side. Tigers have been hot. They've got a five-game winning streak. And you can make it six. They beat the White Sox 7-5. Now here's a swing and a fly ball hit to center. Wall drifts back a couple of steps. He's got it all lined up, and he makes the catch. And Fletcher is out, two away in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Detroit's won six in a row. The Seattle U lefty Tarek Skubal got his sixth win today. Now a swing and a miss by Hager there, strike one. Astros lead the A's 6-2 in the sixth inning in Oakland. So here's one outside for a ball to Hager, 1-1. And the M's are up 2-1 on Toronto in the fourth inning. George Kirby on the mound tonight. There's a pitch inside for a ball to Hager. Sunsetting here in Reno, and we've got a good one tonight with some clouds turning orange overhead here at Greater Nevada Field. 2-1 pitch, swung on and hit high in the sky to left center, pretty deep. Walls back, he's going to have room though, and he makes the catch, and that's the final out in the bottom of the seventh inning. But Reno adds to its lead, two runs on the homer by Grayson Griner. There were two hits, no errors, and no one left. We go to the eighth inning, Reno 5, Tacoma 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Well, we get to the eighth inning, and the Red Hares look at the scoreboard, and after scoring 16 runs on 21 hits last night, the Red Hares have just one run on three hits through the first seven innings tonight. Polar opposite. And now the Red Hares will try to rally in the eighth. New pitcher for Reno, Chris Devensky, the former Houston Astro. Devensky coming back from Tommy John surgery, and he looked impressive here the other night against the Red Hares. That was Monday on the 4th of July. He tossed two scoreless innings without allowing a hit. Here's his pitch to Forrest Wall, and it is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is in there for a called strike. So the 0-2 to Wall is a swing and a foul back. Still no balls, two strikes. Reiner's still very much in this game. The runs can score quickly at this ballpark, and the game can really change in a hurry here. But Wall is behind in the count, 0-2. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-2. The Reiners without many base runners today, and that includes Wall, who has a streak of 17 straight games reaching base that's kind of on the ropes right now. 1-2 pitch, swung on, bounced slowly, charged and fielded by Hager. His throw to first base is in time for the out. Close play at first. The throw was dug out of the dirt by Seth Beer, and they got Wall by half a step. One out in the eighth. And now Alex Blandino will be the batter. Here's the pitch, and it is in there for a strike to Blandino. Next pitch coming from Davinsky, and it is inside for a ball. Now the next pitch is low for a ball, 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And it is swung on and skied to left field. Looking for it is Duzanak, still going back, and he makes the catch on the warning track. And Blandino is the second out at the top of the eighth inning. Ball carried a bit farther than I think anyone expected, but still landed in the glove of Duzanak and left. Two away at the top of the eighth, and now Jared Kelnick is the batter. Kelnick has struck out, homered, and walked. The three true outcomes. The pitch is a swing and a miss at a slider. There's strike one. Now Davinsky into his motion, and the 0-1 pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side, and scooping it up, the shortstop Hager, who was shifted over, and he wheels and throws out Kelnick at first base. And that's the final out in the top of the eighth inning. Reiners go in order. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It remains Reno 5, Tacoma 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 1. And the Red Ears dip into the bullpen once again and bring in left-hander Nick Ramirez to pitch the bottom of the eighth. Patrick Weigel went one inning, allowed two hits, two runs both earned, no walks, one strikeout. So Ramirez is in from the pen. 2-2 with a 1.93 ERA. And this is his 27th appearance. And the pitch to Defoe is fouled away. There's strike one. Ramirez has been an outstanding contributor from the Red Ears bullpen since he joined the team just in time for opening day. Now the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, and there's strike two. Ramirez ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. He's really having a nice year. Oh, 2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches, and down goes Wilmer Defoe. Change up, change up, change up, and one away at the bottom of the eighth. Now Stone Garrett is the batter. And now Ramirez ready to work on him, and the pitch is taken for a strike. Some National League scores today. Marlins beat the Mets 5-2. Now the 0-1 pitch is bounced foul, third base side. Pablo Lopez for the Marlins, former Mariner farmhand, allowed one run in five innings, got the win. Garrett Cooper went deep. Brewers defeat the Pirates 4-3 in Milwaukee. Now Ramirez with the 0-2 pitch coming to Garrett. And he rocks and fires, and this is swung on and fouled back and out of play. Still no balls, two strikes. Atlanta blasted the Nationals 12-2. And that's really struggling right now. Braves hit four homers, including one by the impressive rookie outfielder, Michael Harris. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got Garrett with a changeup, and that is back-to-back strikeouts for Nick Ramirez. And now he'll face Seth Beer. Phillies shut out the Cardinals 2-0 as Zach Wheeler outdueled Adam Wainwright, and the only two runs of that game scored on solo homers by the Phillies' third baseman, Alex Bohm. Beer hits a grounder to the Rainiers' third baseman, Padlo, who fields it and throws out Beer at first base. And that wraps up the bottom of the eighth. The three up, three down, quick and easy for Nick Ramirez. We go to the ninth. The Rainiers need a rally. Our score is Reno 5, Tacoma 1.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Mike Curto back with you from Greater Nevada Field in Reno, where they're getting the fans all pumped up for the ninth inning. And Reno leads the Red Ears 5-1. And the Aces have brought in left-hander Tyler Holton from the bullpen to try to close it out. Chris Davinsky set down the side in order of the eighth inning, his lone inning of work without a strikeout. So Holton, the fourth pitcher used by Reno today. They've had a really well-pitched game, obviously. The Red Ears have just three hits and one run. And they're going to try to rally here. They've got Padlo, Zach Green, and Brian O'Keefe due up here in the ninth. Holton is in his 15th game, 2-0 with a 4.03 ERA in 22 and a third innings. Has struck out 23 and walked a dozen. So Padlo settles into the batter's box, and he knows that he just needs to try to get on base any way he can to get something started here. Holton's pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Padlo's 0-2 with a walk tonight. Now Holton with a 1-0 pitch. And there's an off-speed pitch that's in there for a called strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Some National League games in progress. Rockies and Diamondbacks tied 4-4 in the fifth inning in Arizona. As here's a pop-up foul on the first base side, and it's out of play. And Padlo stays alive. Padres lead the Giants 3-1 in the sixth. And the Cubs are up on the Dodgers 1-0 in the top of the sixth inning at Dodger Stadium. One-two pitch coming from Holton to Padlo. And it is swung on. It bounced slowly to short, but Hager has it, and he slings it offline to first, but the tag is applied by Beer on Padlo going by for the out. The first baseman Beer was drawn off the bag but in towards the runner, and he caught the throw and tagged out Padlo as he was going by. One out of the ninth. Zach Green now the batter for the Red Ears. Green's 0-3 tonight. Two strikeouts and a double play grounder. Here's the pitch, and it is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Right here's down 5-1 in the ninth, one out. Next pitch from Holton is a fastball called a strike, and it's 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches, and Green goes down swinging, and the Red Ears are down to their last out. Brian O'Keefe will try to keep this going for Tecoma. He has one of the Red Ears' three hits tonight. He singled in the seventh inning. And the pitch to him is a curve that's in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now Holton with the 0-1 pitch. And it is inside for a ball. So 1-1 to O'Keefe with two down in the ninth inning. And the pitch is down. Oh, called a strike. Right here, they're down to their last strike. One and two, two outs in the ninth. Fans on their feet here in Reno. The Red Deer's five-game winning streak is on the ropes. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's the ball game. Reno takes it 5-1. And the Red Deer's had just three hits tonight. And the Aces get their first win of this series after Tacoma had won the first three games of the series. And now Reno gets into the win column. We'll recap this game and a little more than that. We'll look at the PCL scores as well at the Tacoma Red Deer's post-game show coming up right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Reno wins it 5-1 over Tacoma. One day after, the Red Deer scored 16 runs and had 21 hits. Tonight, they had just three hits and one little run. They pitched well, but that wasn't enough today. Reno takes it 5-1. Reno took the lead in the second inning. McCacken started for Tacoma, walked the leadoff man in the second, then got two outs, and then Reno rallied with two outs in the inning. Grayson Griner doubled to right, scoring Beer to make it 1-0. Camden Duzenak in the nine hole drew a key walk on a full count pitch. And then Dominic Fletcher singled in a run to make it 2-0. And Jake Hager doubled to left field, bringing in another run to make it 3-0. Then McCacken got on a run. And he retired 11 consecutive batters and made it through six innings tonight, allowing just those three runs on only four hits. But three of those hits were strung together there with two outs. And yeah, three runs scored there in the second. That was the decisive rally because the Red Deer didn't have anything going. Leadoff double in the second inning by Eric Mejia, but he got stranded. The Red Deer got their only run of the third when Jared Kelnick homered off Corbin Martin to right field, his 10th since joining the Red Deer. But Martin did not allow another hit and pitched through the sixth inning. He went six innings, allowed two hits and one run. Walked three, struck out seven. Definitely a deserving winner for the Aces. The Red Deer's got a leadoff single in the seventh when Reno went to the bullpen. Brian O'Keefe had a base hit, and I thought, you know, maybe the Red Deer's will rally against the bullpen of the Aces, but yeah, that was the only base runner the Red Deer's got against the Reno pen. As Workman, Chris Davinsky, and Tyler Holton combined to retire the final nine batters of the game in order, and Reno takes it 5-1 the final because they tacked on two in the bottom of the seventh inning when Grayson Griner hit an opposite field two-run homer off of Patrick Weigel. Let's take a look at the final totals today for Reno. Five runs, six hits, no errors. They left three on base. Tacoba gets one run on three hits, makes one error, leaves three on base. Winning pitcher is Corbin Martin. He is 5-3. The loss goes to McCacken. He is 5-5. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 10 minutes. The attendance, 6,741. They're waiting for the fireworks to start here momentarily in Reno. And they are really loud here. I can't close the window or do anything to get away from him. We do have a moment here to update. Mariners lead 2-1 over Toronto in the fifth inning now. Toronto has 7 hits, but only 1 run against George Kirby. And then PCL Finals, El Paso beat Sugar Land 11-3. Round Rock, a 7-3 winner over Albuquerque. 2 homers tonight for Sam Huff. Las Vegas has an 8-3 lead at Oklahoma City at the bottom of the eighth inning. And Sacramento has defeated Salt Lake 5-3, the final in Salt Lake City. Well, Reno takes this one 5-3. The Red Deers will try to win the series tomorrow. They lead the series 3-1 with 2 to play. Tomorrow night's game is at 6:35 p.m. Justice Sheffield starts for Tacoma against Ryan Nelson of Reno. And we'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6:25 tomorrow night. So join us then on this very stream. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Greater Nevada Field, where once again our final score, Reno 5, Tacoma 1. Have a great night.